Section 508 of the Rehabilitation Act is designed to ensure access to federal information systems for people with disabilities. 508 compliance is a requirement for every agency, including for Freedom of Information Act requests. But providing access takes time and money, so where do you draw the line? Federal News Radio's Meredith Summers talks about this balance with Jason Miller.
So Meredith, interesting story, 508 and FOIA, things that don't necessarily always go together very well. Tell me what the problem here is.
We're all familiar with the Freedom of Information Act, or FOIA. It's what helps you or I do our jobs, and regular citizens get information on things that are important to them, information, federal information. And everyone is entitled to what FOIA offers, but the problem is that not everyone is the same, and that's where Section 508 comes in. And this section falls under the Rehabilitation Act, and what it does, it says you, an agency, have to provide access to information technology and communication. So not only what's on a computer, but making it possible for someone to use a particular government computer who has a disability. So that could be a public citizen looking for information or a federal employee who is trying to use this computer. Maybe this person has low vision, or maybe they're blind, or maybe their motor skills are hard to control. No matter what it is, each agency is responsible for providing an alternative way of accessing publicly available information. So the issue here is where FOIA and Section 508 complement each other, and also where agency FOIA officers are starting to get worried about upholding the law with limited resources. So I went to a National Archives and Records Administration FOIA committee meeting. If there's any agency that has to deal with a lot of public records, it's NARA. And at this meeting, the committee heard from officials at the U.S. Access Board, which is tasked with putting out standards for agencies on things like 508, on what the requirements are. Here's David Capozzi, Executive Director of the Access Board.
Technology accessibility is sometimes hard to wrap your mind around, but if you think about it in terms of the built environment, people can kind of relate to that. Right. And the idea with accessibility to the built environment is you don't build a ramp every time somebody knocks on your door and says, can I come in?
Right.
Right. You build the ramp when the building is new so that people can come in.
It's already there.
Yeah.
That was David Capozzi, Executive Director of the Access Board. And despite that assurance, though, board members still wanted to know right now what this all means for dealing with ongoing document uploads and meeting Section 508 compliance. Tom Sussman, director of the Government Affairs Office of the American Bar Association, said the two issues he hears most often within FOIA circles is proactive disclosures and releasing to one should be released to all.
And we are frequently told that 508 stands in the way. It's an obstacle to making that happen because the burdens, the costs, the technology, the manpower. And I guess I'm seeing a little bit of a disconnect because on the one hand, I'm hearing from you, either there's a technology that can do it, or if it's too great a burden, the agency can go ahead with a disclaimer. And yet I'm hearing from the other side, a lot of agencies and government people, oh, no, 508 keeps us from doing it. So can you, I think that's really the question of the day.
So Meredith, there's all these problems with 508 and FOIA in terms of how to make sure that they're integrated well. What does the U.S. Access Board say?
So Helen Chamberlain, she's the government-wide Section 508 Training and Outreach Director at GSA. The agency says the agencies aren't being asked to remove these documents, but FOIA officers need to start making new documents that are being uploaded accessible. And those that aren't, you have to provide a link for the person to go to, or maybe a mailbox, or even just calling someone up on the phone and giving them that information. Chamberlain said GSA is also partnering with the Access Board to redevelop 508 training.
Now, is this something that could be done through a new contract? Is this something that's, you know, just going to be done through the usual training methods?
Yeah, so there is a new contract being put in place. It's with GSA, but they are sharing it at the Access Board.
So it's a government-wide contract in some ways for training, which is important because this is not a problem that just one agency has. I mean, every agency needs to meet both FOIA requirements and 508 requirements.
Right. Every agency has FOIA offices, but not every agency is as large or as small as the other ones, which is why it's important that every agency gets some access to this training.
So what happens next? In the short term, there's this problem. It's not a new problem. Agencies have been dealing with it. But I think with the, as you said earlier, the early disclosures, the really push for more openness and transparency, I can imagine this is a bigger problem that needs a short-term solution.
Right. David Capozzi, the executive director of the Access Board, said updates to Section 508 are with OMB right now. And they were also sent out for agency comment this week. Federal News Radio covered this news about a year ago when this update was first announced. And Capozzi said the update should help to clarify some things.
You will see a lot more detailed discussion about how to and why about providing accessible documents. So, and now there's a lot more resources than there were before. You know, in 2000, there weren't a lot of resources of how to make documents accessible. Now, Adobe has a built-in accessibility checker. That didn't exist before. So there is more resources available to make things a little bit easier. And I understand that people are going to struggle with it, and it's not always a binary yes-no answer.
That was David Capozzi, Executive Director of the Access Board, and he said the hope is to have the update finalized by the end of the administration.
Could you tell if there's a lot of frustration? Could you tell if people, either the agencies or members of the U.S. Access Board, was something like, hey, this is not a new requirement. I mean, FOIA's been around since the 70s or before. 508's been around since the 70s, since the 80s, the updates. So why are they just dealing with this now? Did you get a sense of why?
Well, it's interesting that you say that there was a lot of confusion and frustration. And also, David Capozzi said, guys, this has been out since 2000, Section 508. So your website should be 508 compliant. Like, this shouldn't be a surprise. But even when committee members were asking the Access Board officials, you know, a question, sometimes they wouldn't agree on the same thing, whether it's, okay, well, we got to take this document down because it, you know, maybe you can't read it if you have bad eyesight. But, you know, that it's also, you don't want to be prejudiced to one person, but on the other hand, you don't want to be prejudiced to more of the general public who might not be disabled.
Right, because this is all about openness and transparency. Right. So the idea is we can put this document online and the majority of people can see it. That's important. Mm-hmm. Now, it's not more important than people who have disabilities to be able to use the document and understand what's in it. So they have to find that happy medium. So it's going to be interesting to see when that training gets in place and if there's some things that, you know, as the new updates to 508, how they address this issue of openness and transparency. Because one of the things that this administration has pushed for is this idea of putting data out there that's machine readable. Mm-hmm. And you hope that that's part of these updates into Section 508.
Well, one of the Access Board members said, you'd be surprised by some of the stuff that we get. Like, you know, somebody will do their tax returns on a piece of tissue paper and, you know, we're not going to go and recreate the tissue paper. Or what happens if someone decides to send in a FOIA request on a piece of paper written in crayon? Like, you're not going to have a machine reader be able to look through that. So you also have to work with the technology and as that improves. But there's a lot of different options out there and everybody needs to get in compliance.
Meredith, this is a big story. This is something I don't think gets enough attention. So nice job and thanks for the update.
Thanks, Jason.